Ted put his hands in his pockets for a moment, looking down at his feet, then up at Roland. It's time that this grotesque comedy came to an end. We three will be back tomorrow, if all goes well. Meanwhile, there's a bigger cave about 40 yards down the slope and on the side away from Thunderclap Station and Algo Ciento. There's food and sleeping bags and a stove that runs on propane gas. There's a map, very crude, of the Algol. I've also left you a tape recorder and a number of tapes. They probably don't explain everything you'd like to know, but they'll fill in many of the blank spots. For now, just realize that Blue Heaven isn't as nice as it looks. The Ivy Towers are watchtowers. There are 3 runs of fence around the whole place. If you're trying to get out from the inside, the first run you strike gives you a sting like barbed wire, Dink said. The second one packs enough of a wallop to knock you out, Ted went on. And the third?
I think we get the picture, Susanna said.
What about the children of Roderick? Roland asked. They have something to do with the Devor, for we met one on our way here who said so.
Susanna looked at Eddie with her eyebrows raised. Eddie gave her a tell-you-later look in return. It was a simple and perfect bit of wordless communication, the sort people who love each other take for granted.
Those wanks, Dinky said, but not without sympathy. They're, what do they call them in the old movies? Trustees, I guess. They've got a little village about 2 miles beyond the station in that direction, he pointed. They do groundskeeping work at the Algol, and there might be 3 or 4 skilled enough to do roof work, replacing shingles and such. Whatever contaminants there are in the air here, those poor schmucks are especially vulnerable to them. Only on them it comes out looking like radiation sickness instead of just pimples and eczema.
Tell me about it, Eddie said, remembering poor old Chevin of Chavin, his sore-eaten face and urine-soaked robe.
They're wandering folken, Ted put in. Bedouins. I think they follow the railroad tracks, for the most part. There are catacombs under the station and Algol Ciento. The rods know their way around them. There's tons of food down there, and twice a week they'll bring it into the Devar on sledges. Mostly now that's what we eat. It's still good, but... He shrugged.